Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We're in the midst of Hanukkah, so I'm going to play some music to go with this celebratory time. We'll hear some pieces on the theme of light, and hear from some Jewish composers, including Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel, Deborah Drattle, Jean Schaefer, and myself. We'll start off with an overture for orchestra by Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel. First, I'll tell you the Hanukkah connection. It started with Mendel, a poor Jewish schoolmaster of the city of Dessau. The son of Mendel, Moses, took the name Mendelssohn, which is how Jewish names were formed back in the 1700s and earlier. Moses rose from obscurity to be the first scholar of his time, and his writings made him known and loved throughout Europe as the German Socrates. However, because of the opinions set forth in some of his philosophical writings, he was spurned by Orthodox Jews. His most important work, Phaedon, or The Immortality of the Soul, was translated into all the languages of Europe. He was a small, humpbacked man with a keen, eager face, bright eyes, and a humorous mouth. He married, had many children, of whom six attained maturity. And one of these was Abraham. Abraham went into banking, married a nice Jewish girl, and had four children, one of whom was Felix, who inherited his grandfather's bright eyes, and another of whom was Fanny, who inherited a bit of her grandfather's humpback. All of them inherited their mother's musical talent. Of Moses Mendelssohn's children, the daughters became Roman Catholics. The sons remained Jews. But at length, Abraham decided to have his children baptized as Protestant Christians. Apparently, he thought they would have an easier time professionally by doing this. He took the name Bartholdi on the example of his wife's brother, who named himself after the former proprietor of the garden belonging to the family. So now you know how Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdi got his name. Fanny never saw fit to adopt the Bartholdi. And now you know why we can start this Hanukkah program with a beautiful overture which Fanny composed in 1830.